So on the second jump of the day, my friend wanted to learn how to fly head down, free flying. He's a military jumper, and he wanted to learn how to fly vertical, so I was teaching him. And the difference is flying straight down towards the earth like an arrow. You're going very fast speeds of like 160 miles an hour. So on the second jump of the day that we did, the clouds had come in. So the pilot chose to let us out at 9,000 feet, where we would normally get at 13,500 feet. So my internal clock would normally be set for 13,000, and I did not reset it for this jump. So we exited the aircraft together. We were doing this new free fly head down thing, trying to correct body position, and I got very absorbed in paying attention, awareness on the jump, on the dynamic of the flight, losing complete altitude awareness. And so when we would normally separate from to open our parachute safely at 4,000 feet, we would go away from each other so we could do that. We went through 4,000 feet together. We went through 3,000 feet, 2,000 feet. At 1,000 feet, we separated, and my friend saw the ground so low, immediately opened his chute. I was still flying on my back with my face to the sky, watching him open, when I chose to flip over and bang, all I saw was green. I immediately deployed, probably around 350 feet above the ground. My parachute was opening, slowing me down, but not quite enough. When I hit the ground, it was not fully open. Poof! I hit the ground, feet, butt, flew forward, and felt horrible, saying, "Jesus Christ, I fucked up. I'm okay, but I fucked up, because I knew that I did." Oof. And I sustained back injuries, breaking my L3, 4, and 5. It took me quite a while to heal, but yoga, natural healing, some fasting, and just taking it easy. Eventually, I jumped 1 month later, just a quick one to get back in the saddle. And then it was quite a while before I jumped again, taking time to heal.